Your travel tips from the Great Destinations radio show.
We're discussing the longest of long-haul destinations with our travel author this week. Stuart McPherson's written a fantastic coffee table guide to Britain's overseas territories. Britain's Treasure Islands includes fold-out maps for each area, and half the book contains photos. There's over 1,100 stunning images of landscapes and the people he met on the journey. Stuart travelled to St Helena, Tristan da Cunha, Ascension Island and Pitcairn. His favourite was an island group that's recently been encouraging tourism from Britain, the Falkland Islands.
I loved the Falklands so much. They're totally not how most people imagine. From the media reports that I'd read and the coverage of the Falklands War all those years ago, portrays them very often as impoverished, as just full of sheep farmers, as really wet and miserable and just really backward and at the end of the world. And you could not possibly be more wrong on those images. It's actually a semi-arid environment. It's drier than most parts of the UK. It's the aridity and the effect of the wind that's the reason why there's no trees. The landscape's something like the islands of the Outer Hebrides, so beautiful rolling landscapes. But yet it's probably one of the best wildlife destination secrets of anywhere on the planet.
So what should you see in the Falklands if you visit?
It has enormous populations of penguins, of fur seals, sea lions, of battling elephant seals, of loads of albatrosses, and a heck of a lot of endemic species as well. I forget the exact number, but many, many unique birds that occur nowhere else in the world. Just also the history, knowing that Charles Darwin had wandered through this landscape and he spent twice as much time there as he did in the Galapagos, and actually developed his theories of evolution on the islands before even reaching the Galapagos Islands.
A number of cruise companies stop at Stanley as part of their South America or Antarctic itineraries. You can also fly from Santiago or Punta Arenas in Chile or Buenos Aires in Argentina. It is a long flight from Britain, but civilians can book a 20-hour flight on the MOD service from RAF Brydges Norton. There's information about all the flights on the Tourist Board website, falklandislands.com.